Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Game Slackers on 101.5 UMFM.
It's the radio.
We are on the radio, and we are a show on the radio that talks about video games.
What?
It's a thing that we like. It's a thing we can talk a lot about, and it's always changing and always interesting.
Okay, what's a video game?
A video game is a game that you play on a TV or screen, PC screen. Sometimes it's handheld.
Thanks, Micah.
That's okay. A definition, and it has to be computer programmed. That's it. That's the show. Goodbye.
Okay.
Anyway, we learned. So we are still somewhat fresh off the heels of E3. Lots of stuff for us to look forward to, but we also have games that we're still trying to chip away at. Such as, I finally got past the Arthropods chamber in East Origin.
Yes, I beat Heaven's Vault for the third time. I played the game that I've been playing, but I have an excuse because I have a thing coming up, so I've been trying not to distract myself by starting a new video game, but...
After this thing happens, then you're probably going to dive like headfirst into a whole bunch of things that you haven't been able to play yet, right?
Yeah, I guess. Or just go play Heaven's Vault to get all of the trophies. I'm so close.
Or you can start playing Cadence of Hyrule on your own.
We'll see about that.
You'll like it. It'll be much easier without me getting in the way. Get good.
Yeah.
Also, yes, we have also... Well, I gotta keep playing Cadence of Hyrule, but right now I'm still on East. And I'm about halfway through... You are essentially climbing up a tower to rescue a pair of goddesses from demons.
I personally think that's a really interesting concept. I love, like, it's very Dante's Inferno kind of thing.
We're
going through the layers of hell, kind of, but obviously, well, kind of, right?
Well, yeah, you're...
It's not a great tower. Like, it's not awesome.
I'm in the fire part right now. I've gone through the water part. I've gone through the wind part. I've gone through...
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. That there's sort of like sections, but it's ultimately a tower you're climbing up.
Yeah, so I'm expecting at some point there's going to be like a forest part. And some point there's going to be like an ice part. And
okay.
Maybe I'll get some better weapons along the way that will help me defeat evil.
You're about like maybe halfway through?
And you know what? That's not bad because the game kept crashing on me every time I got...
Oh, awkward.
Well, I've just gotten through the Arthropods chamber, which was an extremely challenging boss.
Yeah, you've been on that for a while.
It feels like I finally finished a project.
You did it. Well, now you can do like more fun stuff, right?
But what's the next bad guy I'm going to get
the
stuck
boss?
On?
Maybe that's just the hardest one. Like, you never know. Sometimes that's just how it is, and then everything else is like, oh, this is fine.
And because it takes like such a degree of concentration, I've been getting caught up on like audiobooks and podcasts I haven't had to listen to for a while because there's no voice acting in this. There's no important story happening while I'm trying to destroy these creatures.
Yeah, for the millionth time.
And the fact that I've gone through full podcasts while playing this game is a testament to how hard this is.
Well, I think that's okay. You've also been like still going at it. You're like... Because you were very close to being in it yesterday, and you did it today.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you had mentioned that it reminded you a lot of Demon's Souls.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay.
To a degree, it reminded you of Demon's Souls.
The hub. Specifically the hub. And Demon's Souls, like, not to say that they would have taken inspiration from this game, but possibly, because FromSoft did make some games, the Kingsfield series, on PlayStation 2, which are much different than like Ease or most of the Dark Souls, Demon Souls, Bloodborne, etc. It's like, it's really weird. It's kind of a first person you have a sword and you're going, it's very weird game, especially for FromSoft. And then they had another one where it was like robots. Anyway, yeah. It specifically reminds me of the hub place in Demon's Souls, and that's sort of it. And it makes me sort of wonder, like, if there's something more nefarious in this game, or if it's, like...
I think it's pretty straightforward and not nearly as dark as
Dark Souls? No, yeah. That's understandable. But I'm just like, if there would be a twist somewhere, like you get to the top and it's like, nope, we're actually demons. Womp womp.
We have sold our godly powers to become powerful and help this nation of demon worshippers.
Yeah, we like this better.
So playing this game, after I'm done, I'm definitely going to check out some newer East games, I think. I'm not sure if I'll go back and check any of the other ones out, but there are, no. They're still making them.
You're at the origins, right? Yeah. So I feel that you're at the beginning, which obviously they made them. Like, Yeez is I think it came out in the 80s? The 1980s?
1987 was East 1, Ancient yeah. East Vanished.
Yeah, which is nuts. Like, well, maybe not that nuts, but I just feel it. Yeah.
And they're still making them to this year because there's going to be East 9, Monstrum Nox.
Yeah, you wonder if they're any good now, like if the newer ones are.
We'll check it out because there's no harm in checking it out.
We'll look at it.
I
was like, unless there's a demo, which would be fine, I'll take that. But yeah.
We'll check it out later. But no, it is still a fun game. I do recommend checking it out if you like your dungeon crawling, you like your sort of hack and slash, and it does have a sort of RPG element where you have to collect items and raise your level to get better.
Yeah.
You got magical powers.
But you don't really have any friends.
No, you don't get joined by any party members in this one. You get a choice between playing two different characters, which give you two sides of the same story. One's more magical than the other, but I chose the girl who wields an axe instead of the guy who, like, shoots magical projectiles.
Well, sometimes I feel like the magical side is usually the harder mode. Like,
a lot of people claim otherwise. I've been looking online and people are like, oh, this boss was so much easier with the magic guy.
Well, maybe you chose wrong, Megan.
No, because I'm getting a lot of satisfaction from wielding a giant axe. Well, that's good. Like,
and yeah. You still have magic.
I do, but there's just slightly different playing styles.
Yeah. It is interesting that it's very much like one player, like you're alone. You don't have friends. You just hack slash people. Like, it's not even like a Tales of Abyss situation where at least your friends are there.
No, you are fighting by yourself. You do meet other people as you go along who are kind of on the same mission as you to rescue these two goddesses that have gone missing.
Okay.
And they do upgrade your weapons and give you hints along the way, but after you deal with them, they just go right to the main hub and like, cool, we're just going to set up camp here and you go on ahead and see what you can find. Remember, it's only scouting. Don't start any fights. Wink.
Okay.
It's a, yeah. But no, it is, it's good. It's a, I'm glad I got it. It was well worth, like, the $13 I spent on it.
Yeah, well, and it looks pretty. Other than the fact that it, like, crashes, like, that's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, but
Because it is a remaster, right? Like,
it is still also on an emulator, as you pointed out, too. So it's got to go through that. So, yeah, unfortunately, it has been crashing on me, but
I'm sad for you.
Save frequently, like you used to have to anyway. Before autosaves were a thing.
Yeah, that's true. Like, it is just sort of like the fact of the older games, like if some of them they haven't implemented with the remasters the autosave, and autosave didn't show up till 2008. So if games were made before that, obviously this one was, like, I think made in the 90s probably.
This particular one actually, no.
2000s?
This was 2000s.
Early 2000s.
This was 2006. But I believe it was still also some. It was a callback, I think, to older games.
Yeah, definitely. Did they remaster it recently? Or is that just how it looked in? Because it looks pretty good.
That's just how it looks. It was released on Steam initially. It was.
It must be remastered somewhat. It's made shinier.
Yeah. So far as I know, this is not a. This isn't a remaster. This is just a re-release onto another platform.
Yeah, no, but I'm pretty sure they would have remastered it.
No, this is what it was.
Oh, yeah.
This is just simply what it was.
Interesting.
So, yeah, Ys. I've been doing that. And you said you keep chipping away through Heaven's Vault.
I finished it.
You got your 100% now?
No. What do you mean?
You finished it three times. And yes. I know, so you got all the endings that you want to see?
Yeah, basically, yes. Like, I feel I've talked about this game enough, basically. It was great. I love it.
The fact that you've played it three times all the way through is a testament to how...
Yeah, and considering this is mostly, it is mostly text. There is very little voice acting. The voice acting is very okay. I don't hate it, but I would love more.
Well, let's hope that this game does well enough that it merits, if not a sequel, then a spiritual successor.
Yeah, I doubt they do a sequel based on the endings, but they would do... I don't even know if they're gonna they would do another one because this is kind of a unique idea. And I don't know how they would replicate it well other than to redo it, right? And just make some things better than what they've done. But
well, let's hope for a remaster that adds more to the story.
The remaster will be in like 20 years, Megan. Like,
we'll still be able to play video games.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, I don't
I'm not going to have, like, permanent game claw by then.
Oh, no, you don't know that. I'm going to we'll just have robot hands by then anyways. Don't, it won't even matter.
Just remember that if you start getting game claw, put your hands in ice and relax for a while. Watch some gameplay videos just to get you to good. The next... Yep. So, yeah, that's what we've been playing. And I've started dipping my toe into some MMOs.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try to get further into these MMOs.
I was like, yes, you sure have dipped your toes into these MMOs.
Well, I'm giving one another try is what it is.
Which one?
Neverwinter.
Okay. Which is, I think it's fairly, that's fairly well known, is it not?
Well,
I don't know. The Neverwinter is, it is D&D, Dungeons and Dragons.
It is an official Dungeons and Dragons.
Wizards of the Coast.
Yep. It's also done by the same people who did Perfect World, which consumed my life for a couple months.
I've never played
when
that.
I was younger. It's you sort of take place in a China-like, ancient China-like scenario, and you go around and defeat monsters. And
that's kind of cool.
It's sort of what a person could turn to if they couldn't afford a World of Warcraft subscription. which was me.
That's okay. Like, speaking of MMOs, like, I'm trying to think of ones that I've actually played. The only one that I actually played was Guild Wars 2. And I played that for quite a bit.
You didn't do Maple Story?
Nope.
You didn't do Fly for Fun?
No. I will say I tried to do most of those, but it was either my computer couldn't handle it or it was like... I also tried to do Ragnarok Online, like, way back in the day. But it was just like I couldn't understand how to make it work. Like at the time, it was like you would have servers that you could basically go on and you would install the game and then you could basically connect to the servers. I guess like today, but it was specialized. It wasn't like you could go to Steam and play Ragnarok Online.
You had to wait for a server. You had to wait for a server to be free.
You had
to wait for it to be not as crowded as other servers.
Or
if you
functional
to.
Or not down or like maintenance or whatever.
If you had a friend group, you had to go and try and make sure you can get to that server with your proper friend
group. Yeah, you had to. Yeah.
And I honestly don't know why I started playing an MMO again because they don't hold up to the standard of video games being put out now that you can still have add your friends to, communicate with them, and just, I don't know why I did this to myself. I think I just wanted to be a dark elf. I
wanted to see what you could do. There are better games where I'm sure you could be a dark elf and not involve yourself with other people. And not to say that MMOs are bad, because clearly people enjoy them. Like, they wouldn't be going out. Like, World of Warcraft has gone on for, like, how long? I can honestly say I've never played World of Warcraft because I refuse to pay a monthly subscription for something like a video game. Now I'll pay for monthly subscriptions of certain things, but not a video game. I kind of refuse that.
Yeah, which, you know, has been something that people have been talking about a lot lately is the subscription platforms for other systems. Xbox is coming out with one or has one. PlayStation
you mean
has one.
You're specific. You're not talking about subscription. Well, you're talking about the streaming subscription services because, like, you personally have something like PlayStation Plus, which is a subscription service, but it does give you two monthly games that are usually decent to good, sometimes bad.
Sometimes some months are duds, and they don't give Vita games anymore.
Well, the Vita support is done. We're over that now.
I'm not over it.
Sorry, Megan. But sort of, yeah, what you're talking about is a streaming service, which there most things are like PlayStation has it, PlayStation Now, which I don't think is amazing, though. Like, I've heard the connection is poor.
Yeah, PlayStation Now was very disappointing when I had it, because that's how I initially played Journey on my PlayStation. And I was trying to show it to a person who's never experienced Journey before, and it kept glitching out. I'm like, I swear, this game is actually good. It's just...
Yeah, well, you wonder how good your internet needs to be for something like that, but then, excuse me, that's a whole nother thing, right? You have to have maybe better internet, but that costs more, but then you have to pay for the subscription service to, you know, because, yeah, I just feel, ultimately, I would rather pay for certain games, mm-hmm. especially older games. I don't like, because I know PlayStation Now sort of like locks off certain games, but actually no, I'm lying, but they don't lock off, but they have games that you can get for PlayStation Now, which you can stream or you can buy, which is fine, but once again, rather buy than have this streaming service where like it could be gone, right?
And Nintendo has a similar thing with their available games too, where you can play some of the old NES games and eventually the Super Nintendo games.
Yeah, I don't think the Nintendo service is great. I think it's very bare bones, and I think the games that they've given you are not great, especially considering the library of Nintendo games we have. Like, they're just giving you NES games. We could have basically all the way up to Wii games, like, very easily.
That would be so good.
Yeah. Well, then even think of something like, which Pokemon Snap was re-released for the Wii U, but even think about something like that for the Switch. It would be perfect. People would love that. Yeah. Nintendo, that is sort of disappointing me. I will say the fact that it's like $24.99 Canadian a year, that's the only thing that makes it feel worthwhile to me, because then you can play online with your friends, like on Splatoon or the fighting one. And now Mario
Smash
Maker.
Brothers?
Yes, that the very popular Smash Maker Brothers. No, but the new Mario Maker also came out.
Which is pretty exciting because, well, that came out in May, so we're a little bit late on that. But,
oops.
Oh, well. I would really like to pick that up. And what's really cool is the Link's Awakening remake is also going to have a dungeon builder.
That's cute.
It is very cute. I'm
Didn't
pretty excited.
I say that? Oh, we already knew that.
We knew that, but okay. Did we tell the world?
Well,
we are
maybe
now.
Not. Yeah, now the world knows. I knew that, which is nice. Like, once again, it is. But Link's Awakening looks amazing. Like, visually, very excited.
I'm so excited for
Mario Maker is not a game I want to play because it will just make me angry. And also, Mario, original Mario in itself gives me anxiety. We know this. It's just how my life is. So I
might pick it up just for
fun.
For funsies.
I don't think it'll be bad. Like, it might be fun. Like, I think we can play local multiplayer. Like, we can play together. Which,
oh, we'd hate each other so much.
I know, but it'll be like that would be the only way I kind of want to play it. I don't want to play other people's levels because, once again, I know I'll be mad. It's just like, I know this isn't the game for me. I don't even like creating. In Minecraft, I don't like creative mode. I like survival mode. I like to go dig a hole and
find a lava pit.
I build a very poor shack. Like, I don't need my custom fancy bricks. I don't need that world. But anyway.
Anyway.
I digress. My Minecraft digression. Yeah.
And transgression. We talked about Minecraft on this show.
Oh, well, I was like, that's a perfect segue. So let's talk about Minecraft story mode.
Oh, my goodness. You were telling me about this, and it's really rage-inducing because Telltale Games made a story mode for Minecraft, which is soon to be...
Not available.
Not available, but it is available now for download if you want to spend $100 per chapter.
Yeah, so $100 per episode. I think there's five episodes.
Seven.
Oh.
There's seven episodes.
So $700 plus tax if you want to play Minecraft Story Mode now.
And they did this as a fix for removing Minecraft.
This is basically a deterrent. Like, it's still there, but obviously.
Because people had bought it, and then Xbox pulled it and pulled people's copies of it off their accounts.
And people were like, hey, Xbox, you can't do that. Xbox is like, yeah, but here's it back. Like, you can't. They did give them back, I'm pretty sure. Like, they did let people have them, but you can now not buy it. Or if you want to buy it, well, you can buy it.
Well, you have until June 25th.
Yeah, before
tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Oh, yeah. Awkward. Well,
I don't have $700 to spend on a video.
On Minecraft Story Mode? Yeah, it is kind of disappointing. And this is definitely in the wake of Telltale Games closing in September. Like, this is sort of what it is. And it sort of really goes to, or like, show you where it's like upsetting because there is almost no support or there's no like repercussions for getting rid of media for like, and this could be almost gone forever. Like, people can't access it now, right? Unless, you know,
it's almost like a PT situation.
100%. Yeah.
It's
well, it is exactly in the same, because there will be sort of the same thing that people will be selling Xboxes now with Minecraft Story Mode on it for like, you know, X amount of dollars on eBay. Same thing with the PT. Like, right now you can buy PlayStation 4s that have PT installed. They are very expensive, but that's sort of the value of it. Like, people want this game that bad because it was just so... because it's a video game and people want video games. And like,
people want video games that they can't have anymore.
True. And also, it's like, literally, this is sort of like pieces of history, right? This is that PT especially is sort of historical in like the context of, you know, it got pulled and because Kojima was fired and blah 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 blah. But same thing with sort of Minecraft Story Mode is like, you know, this is happening in the wake of Telltale Games, you know, being gone. Yeah, no, it's pretty bad. And of course, yeah, because this goes to the thing with, like, archiving or just, like, video game archival. It's important because they can just, video game, they could just go. Like, this kind of information just is gone.
We've seen this exact situation with movies and television.
Yeah.
We have lost episodes out there of some of the biggest TV shows and movies in existence. We still haven't recovered a large part of the original Doctor Who episodes because they were burned or recycled.
Yeah, think about that, like, down the line, you know, we're going to find, like, some kind of video game, like, part two or something that never happened or never saw the light of day because of situations like this. They were just like, nah, it is trash.
Well, it's even more tenuous now because we're not dealing with physical evidence so much as we're dealing with digital evidence.
Yeah, and so computer gone, the video game gone kind of thing, yeah.
One misplaced fridge magnet's going to ruin everything.
Yeah, even just like servers or whatever, yeah. And so especially, there should be more care taken to this kind of thing. Yeah.
To preserve, data.
Yeah. Nintendo especially, because they're bad for taking down ROM sites and then using said ROMs or selling people said ROMs on their games or their thing. But it is important to archive that stuff, to have it, because it is now, like, lots of it is historical, right? We're getting there.
It's historical because now video game history stretches back to, like, late 50s, early 60s.
Yeah, yeah.
This stuff isn't stuff you should be messing around with and saying, we can just make it again, or it's saved on a hard drive somewhere and no one wants to play this game
or
anyway.
It's $100 per episode, but also it's gone now. Yeah.
Well, who's to say that when you buy it, and have it on your system that they won't just pull it again.
Yeah.
That's another thing. Now we're dealing with a whole other laundry list of ethics going on here.
Yeah, they can just sort of update your system and it'll be gone or disabled or, yeah.
And because, you can either spend another $700 on Minecraft Story Mode.
So sad.
If they provide it again.
Apparently wasn't a bad game either. It's just like very upsetting that this is what it has sort of come down to. Yeah. Especially because I would assume like that is a game that probably kids enjoy. And that kind of sucks because, you know, lots of video games I say are probably catered towards adults, but there are fewer video games for kids than there were, I'll say, than back in the Wii era when we got shovelware, Wii stuff like nobody's business.
Yeah.
But yeah, I ultimately think stuff like that is a win for kids. You know, like it's not really harmful. It's just fun. They like Minecraft. Yeah.
There needs to be more fun games put towards the younger generation.
Yeah.
There's an opinion, folks.
Yeah, well, I think that's fine. Or just like fun and not like necessarily egregiously violent. Like, I don't have a problem with violent games. I just think that there is a certain age that you should be playing them. You know, like most things in life. Certain age, you should probably drive. Or maybe not drive. Well, I'm just saying you shouldn't drive when you're 8. That's probably not the best time. Or shouldn't maybe get your license then.
8-year-olds driving a car would be...
Get a booster suit.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's you have to. And some, like, some really long shoes or, like, sticks on the bottom of your feet.
Grand Theft Elementary Edition.
Yeah, right.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, oh, boy is what I was thinking.
So, yeah, video games. The more we do this show, the more I love video games and hate big companies.
And hate...
or have a lot of questions as to why...
Why you do this?
Why you do this?
Why? What's that? Well, I can tell you why, Megan. It's because they like the money. And they're like, we like money. We don't like it when people don't give us money. Please give us money.
That's why I'm playing free MMOs right now.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to give them my money.
I do not want to give you money.
No. I will play this bad D&D game and also this other game where I punch zombies in a tunnel because I've been playing Let It Die.
Yeah.
As a last note, I'm...
That's the other MMO you're playing.
It's
interesting.
A thing that exists.
I never realized it was an MMO, and that feels weird for the context of most of it.
Well, you play with many other players around the world, and you gain levels and skills, and it's free.
Okay.
I think that counts.
No, I agree. I'm just thinking it's like it's a weird setting for an MMO.
And you get a very strange, like, Grim Reaper mascot.
Yes, yeah, with, like, spiral glasses or, yeah.
Yep. It's like they were so close to making a memorable mascot that was almost lovable and didn't quite hit
get
the
there.
Mark.
He's a little too realistic. He needs to be a little more cute. One push or the other. You got to go one more or the other.
It's the voice. There's something about the voice.
Oh, well, that's you.
Yeah, that's me, but I like that goth aesthetic. So anyway, that's everything we have for you for this week. Play more video games. Keep slacking.
Video games.
Take some time and play some games.
Yes.
All right, slackers. See ya.
Bye.